Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
Lessons from a Drug Lord by Sean Atwood. Read by Joe Jeffrey. Author's Introduction. Bang, 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 bang. Tempe Police Department. We have a warrant. I leap up from my computer table, my insides clench. I rush to the door, the peepholes blacked out. Feeling the threat from the other side, I flinch back. Through a window, I see police positioned behind cars and marksmen aiming rifles. Afraid of getting shot, I duck, get the hell out. Blood surges to my head, hide in the ceiling, jump off the balcony. Nowhere to go. I'm trapped. I'm halfway through the living room when, boom, the door leaps off its hinges. Pointing huge guns, the SWAT team barricades me in with a wall of plexiglass shields. Fear of getting shot paralyzes me. My chest seizes up. The price has finally come for all of my wrongdoing. Get on the ground now. For committing numerous drug-related crimes over the years, I end up in the jail with the highest death rate in America, where gang members and even guards are murdering inmates. The food is a mystery meat slop that sometimes has dead rats in it, and cockroaches tickle my limbs and try to crawl in my ears at night. The prosecutor labels me a drug lord, but as I stare at the blood-spattered cement block wall in my cell, it dawns on me that the only thing I'm the lord over is my own demise. Looking back, I credit incarceration for saving my life. Before my arrest, my drug-crazed behavior was so extreme, I once smashed my head through a plasterboard wall, just missing a lengthy nail by a few inches. I woke up caked in vomit, and with no memory of it at all. The carpet cleaner couldn't remove the stains due to the toxicity of the chemicals I'd puked. My biggest competitor in the ecstasy market, the mafia mass murderer, Sammy the Bull, Gravano, had a hit team searching for me headed by his son, and I was under the protection of the New Mexican Mafia, the most dangerous criminal organization in Arizona. Incarcerated, wondering how on earth I was still alive, I went on an amazing journey of self-discovery. Previously, having worked my way up from a penniless student to a stock market millionaire and ecstasy dealer, I'd rushed through life without any introspection. Getting pushed to the brink of
Sample complete. Ready to continue?